message skipped. Next message sent Saturday, June 23rd at 5:29 p.m.
Hey, Gary, it's Henry. I know I said I wouldn't call you again. But I was just talking to Bill Morgan, and he was saying that the reason why you kicked me off, because I didn't know why, you know, it's been so permanent and all that. He said there's some rumor that Sanchez gave me a jammer, and I planted it, and da-da-da. Let me tell you, I wouldn't do anything for Sanchez like that, or Scott. He said that me and Scott Press had a falling out over something like that he had wanted me to do, and, you know, which was, you know, against you. And I told him I wouldn't be his pawn, da-da-da, and he's never called me again since. But, hey, I wouldn't do that. I said I was going to put up a jammer to Greg, and then he had moaned, but I swear to God, if I was going to put up a jammer, I'd put it up out here on the Indian reservation where no white man could go unless you had a PIA card. I'd put it up on Pechanga or Pollock.
Message skipped. Next message sent Monday, June 25th at 8:33 a.m.
Hey, Gary, it's Henry. My number is 951-693-4647. Hey, what me and Scott was trying to push me to do went beyond just building a jammer, actually. Our falling out was kind of over. He was pushing me to do what he called 435 South, which meant he wanted to me to set up a repeater down here just outside your coverage area. In fact, I might be outside your coverage area, technically. And, you know, he has buddies or friends. He was in Tasman or whatever and still has connections there. But his plan was to set it up here on Palomar or something just outside your range and then to bring up the power slowly until, of course, you know, there was some clash between your repeater and what was to be my repeater. Then I flat out basically told him, hey, you know, you're not going to use me as your tool to, you know, to get under somebody else's skin, and, you know, and I think for myself, da-da-da. But it was, you know, that was more what he was pushing me to do, and that's really what caused the falling out, that, you know, he was trying to use me for his own devices, and I could clearly see through it, and I told him exactly in these words, hey, I'm not flipping YDO. You can't program me to go out and do your little evil bidding, and, you know, da-da-da, at which place I was met with silence on the phone, and I hung up, and he never called me back or talked to me since. So that's what that's all about.
Message skipped. Next message sent today at 10:04 a.m.
I am getting screwed in this. Hey, Gary, well, my honest opinion, don't say anything to, well, you don't say that I said this to you, please, but my honest opinion... what to say, Scott said all that shit to me, but Rob's a squirrel. And the more I thought about it, it could be Rob. One of the two. But they're both kind of prankster troublemakers. 435 is just not their heart. Dude, you know, one of the things is I've lost, you know, I'm losing money selling out on 435. I know it's not a big deal to you, but, you know, I make $300-$400 a month on 435 people. They don't always come on the air and say I'm working for them, but, you know, I average $300-$400 or more. I mean, it's dropped off considerably since I've just left off the repeater, dude. And with the baby coming next month, I could, you know, use that income. I give you my word to tone down my show, and I've been quite busy anyways. I'm going into the iron fencing. That's what I'm doing now. I'm screwed everything else I've tried to do. Everybody else fucked with me, all the, you know, water distance because of my injury, so now I'm just going to get my contractor's license. Right now, we're planning to do iron until I can get to that point. So I won't be on the repeater like they used to. Yeah, my word, I'll tone it down. Yeah, my apology with past action. And once again, I swear to God, I had nothing to do with the jammer. Yes, I did say all that, but if you know the heat of the moment, anger, you know how and why I was thrown off. I was pissed. You know, I said some things, and every, you know, you kicked me off six times. I've called Greg just about every time and told him the same thing. I'm going to build a jammer, da da da. I never did, dude. How many times did he kick me off? Did I ever build a jammer and do that? No. Because I didn't want to burn my bridges, you know? I was smarter than that. There you are. I'm honest. I wish you'd call me and talk to me you know, you would probably understand, you know, or, you know, if you talk to me, I'll give my number again, 951-693-4. Seeing your cell phone, there you have it, dude. It's, I'm totally being honest with you all the way around. Have a good one.
To delete this message, press 7. Data message skipped. End of messaging.